Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy Marie and Julie.
Christy Marie and Julie? Who are those gals?
I have no idea who they are. I'm taking my headphones off now because it's so hard to like talk to you during the show and then hear myself. Yeah. I just have to do like a little check to make sure we're being that things are producing through the microphone.
Ooh,
you know?
Check, check, check.
Yes.
You know, isn't that cool though? Like, here we are. You know, rather mature people, and we're like in love with the checklist.
Yes.
Not just lists anymore.
The checklist.
The checklist.
Well, because we know that the checklists, they're like a tool that we use to help us build healthy habits.
Right.
And what you can, you know, what you can track, you can, you know, progress on.
Yes.
And you can, you know, it's like helps you go forward with your goals and all that stuff.
And I mean, I always thought like, oh, you know, get up in the morning and you have your list for the day. And,
yes.
And that's different. Checklist, Julie.
Checklist. Checklist.
And that's what we're going to be offering with our new book, Sleep Your Way to the Top.
Well, wasn't that just smooth in transition? Sleep Your Way to the Top of the morning. It's kind of cute because we've been working on this sleep book for a while now.
Yeah.
And we had somebody put together for us for the Kindle part. So it was, so all the links would go appropriately. You know, there's a format for the Kindle.
Right.
And they must not have been in America.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, United States, because our book's called Sleep Your Way to the Top. A second line of the morning.
Right, because that Sleep Your Way to the Top is a familiar
yes.
slogan.
And so, but it was kind of cute in the first page where it has a title. They have Sleep Your Way to the Top of, the second line, the morning. It kind of loses bang.
Yeah.
It hands on the bang. It's Sleep Your Way to the Top, baby. Of the morning.
Of the morning.
But you say bang your way to the top of the morning.
And that's been done, I'm sure.
Well, you know, teach its own, you know. That's how I feel about it.
So, Julie, who are we?
We're mother and daughter. We're coaches, life optimization coaches, certified love attraction coaches. You're a psychotherapist. I'm a teacher, and we're just here. We're all about, you know, takeaways.
We're all about the takeaways.
Yes.
I was going to say we're all about the trouble.
Yeah, the trouble. We like to do it with a fun, light heart because life can get serious, and certainly there are times when we're doing our show on a Sunday that life's been serious for the whole week,
right?
And we try and bring a little bit of levity.
Yes,
the word I'm using.
We try.
Yeah, and so
because that's how we roll.
It's how we roll. And it's funny because a lot of times in the beginning of our show, if you haven't heard us before, we have three really components to our show. We have the first component just is talking about us.
It's just life with the girlfriends.
Life with the girlfriends.
What our life is like.
And what we've learned this week just from life. Mm-hmm. And then we have a little section in the middle we call Elliot's Corner, where we talk about everything we've learned about life through our dog and pets. We've kind of expanded it.
Elliot's our little puppy.
Yes.
That
little Wheaton Terrier.
We love. And this week, I formally changed my opinion about him, thinking that he may be a little bit demonic.
Yes.
That there may be some satanic forces around him. And I'm just hoping it's a stage.
He's in the terrible twos.
Yeah.
He probably
is. But he's not even quite there.
He's not even two yet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in dog years.
Yes.
Well, in dog years, he's probably like 10.
Now he's a bad teenager.
Yeah, exactly. My little Elliot. Yeah, and it's so funny when you mention the word demonic and Elliot. I only think about that one movie with, who is the blonde actor, Schneider, is that his name? I don't think it's his name. He was on Saturday Night Live. He did.
That guy?
The smaller guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of his name.
I can't either.
But anyway.
Shoot.
You know, he was in a movie called, I think it was like Rockstar. I could be wrong.
Is it like the Joe Dirt guy?
Joe Dirt. That's it. Yeah. Thank you. And I just remember that one scene where the neighbors, you know, thought their bunny was dead, and then now it's alive again.
Uh-huh.
And they just kept saying, double bunny, double bunny. So we have a double doggy.
Yes.
A double puppy.
Yes.
A double puppy. Now, I'm not sure how it all worked out. I think the bunny actually did die, and then they
resuscitated it?
I think they bought another bunny to take its place because they thought they killed it.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't remember the whole scene. Just that phrase.
Yeah.
Devil bunny was hysterical.
But I'm
devil
be
and bunny together. Hysterical.
It's the devil bunny. It's the devil.
And then the last part of our show, we talk about...
It's called our...
Pillar Talk.
Pillar Talk.
And this is when we get a real specific about our lives and goals and how do we... put more life into our lives.
Well, we usually should talk about something with dedicated to the pillars of our life, which is health,
finance,
money, career, relationships,
spirituality,
you know, our goals. And so that's where we get real serious.
And this week we're going to be talking more about this correlation, you know, living in the gap.
We're digging a hole, girlfriend.
Yeah, we're going deep with living in the gap because that's where most of us live, because everything we want is not manifesting instantaneously.
Right.
I mean, you have to.
Really?
Yeah, everything, mostly, you know. And how do you live in that gap? And we're talking about faith and patience and love, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Ooh, good.
Yeah, but first, why don't you go to Amazon, pick up our book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. We'd really appreciate it. Support the show.
Support the show, baby.
Yeah, or, you know, hey, if you want to send us a little PayPal donation, I'd be okay with that, too.
Support Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Exactly.
Please.
We've got some good goals here.
You like us. You really
do. I'm just going to get better at asking for money.
Of course.
You know, why not? Everybody does.
Yes.
It's like, hey, little donation button here. Yeah. I'm like, cool. I mean, how many times, you know, I think like once or twice a year, Wikipedia says, hey, everything you see here is free. It's time to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to start sending me a little money.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's Wikipedia so that you can keep this service for free. I'm like, all right.
All right.
And I think they say if everybody who looks at Wikipedia would send a dollar, we'd be fine for 10 years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, we can send
you
a dollar.
That's exactly. It's more true today than it ever was. I can remember years ago when NPR or PBS would want money, like, why?
Yeah. Put ads on like everybody else. Like, I won't watch it then.
No.
But now I think we're all getting used to paying
everybody
a little
is.
Bit, like, pay for use.
Right.
You know, just like our tollways, right? If you're using it, you're paying for it.
Right.
But we do have this, it's odd, though. We have this, these areas where everything's free on the web.
Right.
And then areas where, hey, you're paying a little bit here and there as you go along, as you use it.
Right.
And so we're getting used to it both. I was listening to NPR, and they had John Mayer was on, and it was,
oh my gosh.
It was a,
I saw him on Andy Cohen last week.
Yes. You're loving him.
I never really connected with the dude before.
Well, and I love this interview that he was doing on NPR. I think it was on World Cafe, and I could be wrong, but, I am wrong. I don't know. Maybe it was Sunday night, but, anyway, he was talking about it. He goes, you know, back in the day, I mean, the music producers, music record companies, they had to have grown faster than they wanted to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them didn't grow fast enough because there was that stage where everybody was getting their music for free. He goes, I don't see that anymore. I see really people, because it's so easy just to go to iTunes or wherever, mm-hmm. put a buck down, and you get your song.
Right.
And you get a good, high-quality song.
Right.
I don't see a lot of people... If people who weren't going to buy music are still not going to buy music.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
There's always those people that I'll go as far as and I won't give you the dollar.
Right.
And I'm all about the free.
Right.
And you know, there's like a soul murdering quality to that.
And then there's people out there that are like, oh, I can get this whole album for $5.99, done.
Feel it.
Done.
You know, keep moving the money.
Keep moving it forward.
You know?
Keep moving it through. Exactly.
But I'm in love with John Mayer. Did you know that he is... he's with the Grateful Dead now?
Yes.
Grateful
Dead
and
Company? He's not deceased. he literally is touring
but
with the Grateful Dead.
Jerry Garcia.
Oh, he does channel them. He channels them
on stage.
Like the Jerry Garcia dude?
The Jerry Garcia dude, which, you know.
You know, I just want to say, I know Grateful Dead was always big,
mm-hmm.
but I'm telling you, I didn't know who Jerry Garcia was until Jerry Garcia.
That's exactly right. And I didn't
mean
know
Vermont's
either.
Finest ice cream, Ben and Jerry's.
My favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite of all time.
But can I say something, though?
Jerry
when
Garcia.
They first came out with Jerry Garcia, I don't know how many, 20 years ago? I have
I don't
no
know.
Idea.
I don't know.
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
I really believe that was the first ice cream that told people that we could mix flavors. You know, like you can get funky with the flavors
you can
of
put
ice
a
cream,
cherry in there, and a piece of chocolate,
and it was like,
that's what
And the ice cream was so hard when you got it. Take you a long time to eat it. And then you look at the bag, you're like, oh, a serving for four.
Oops.
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 How dare they make a container for a serving of four?
Well, even when they were popular, I couldn't tell the difference between the Grateful Dead and ZZ Top. They were just like, what, could you?
Yeah. Really? Really?
Is it easy? Was it easy? Okay.
Well, ZZ Top only has three guys and they all have long beards.
Yeah. And Jerry Garcia had a short beard. Oh, okay.
And more, ZZ Top were more like the rock and roller, like heavy rock and rollers. More like bourbon rock and roll. I would call them
power ballads.
No. Okay.
That's just a new term I learned today.
Today you learned.
This week I learned.
Did you learn about hair? You know, hair bands. Is that new too for you? Is that a new term?
I bought one on Amazon.
A hair band. I guess you did. Boy, I almost had to put you in AA.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean by that?
I do know what I know. I do know what you mean by that because your mama, your girlfriend here, has officially become
crossed over.
I'm addicted to this week. I actually purchased shampoo
on Amazon. Yes, you did.
Now, rather than getting in the car, going into town,
right,
running into Walgreens,
right,
I actually went, F it.
I'm gonna buy it
on Prime.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, and this is the problem. Walgreens needs to catch up with this.
They do.
Because the problem is Amazon has made it way too easy to buy stuff online.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just like, oh, we know you. We have all your information. Click, yeah. Done, yeah. Bye. Yeah.
Go there. Oh, my gosh, Julie.
I know.
I knew this week I was officially addicted. So I think there's got to be a 12-stepper I'm going to call it AA, Amazon Anonymous.
Yeah.
You know,
because you still want to shop local, and we do.
Yeah.
But there are times when you have that.
You're like, you know what? I need some shampoo. Done.
Check and see if they have it at Amazon.
Yeah. I mean,
of course they have it at Amazon.
Yeah. Not just like.
Well, they also had Prime days this week. So you felt, you know, I don't recall them having any special deals on what you've had, but it was nice to have that.
You mean free shipping?
Well, Prime Days is like they celebrate Prime and you get special bonuses on things.
Oh, okay.
And it was kind of funny because I was listening to Adam Carolla this week and they have a puppy or a dog and the dog was getting into trouble and his kids were watching TV not taking care of the dogs. And he's like, you guys go outside now and clean up that dog poop. And his daughter goes, it's Prime Day today and I was planning on buying something on Prime Day. He's like, get out there and buy something. Pick up the dog poop. You can buy something later. Yeah.
Well, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
I even got my Culturel.
Yeah.
From Amazon. Like, you know, again, you're
easy.
Right. Walgreens needs to snap out of it.
Because you'd buy from Walgreens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
I mean, usually I buy from Doug.
Right.
Because he has a sports nutrition.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we still do.
Yeah, but even he takes like 3 or 4 days to get it to me.
I know.
I'm telling you, Prime.
2 days.
Yep.
In
yep,
out.
Baby.
I know, they're taking over the world.
Yeah.
Well, and that's because they get to use the USPS, which is nice.
I know.
Thank God for Amazon and the United States Postal Service. Woo!
I mean, that's a resurgence.
Exactly.
I was wondering, you know, is the Postal Service going to go the way of the dinosaurs?
But I don't think so.
Not with this.
Not with this. Exactly.
You know, I was thinking, like, this one day, was it, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, we got about 4 boxes in mm-hmm. the mail from
yeah.
Amazon. And they yeah. each had one little tiny thing. Like, I'd bought replacement heads for my AmaPay, you
yeah.
know. But so it was like, I go, you know, Normano, you need to get in the box business.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, people love getting things in the mail.
I know.
It's kind of fun. And so, you know, we're shopping locally and we're shopping globally.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. What did you buy locally this week?
Oh, we bought a lot of stuff. I went to the dollar store quite a few times.
I know what we get. If Amazon could get us our addiction, which is peanut butter filled pretzels.
Well,
they could bring that to us daily. We wouldn't even go to
Casey's. I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing about that.
Am I telling too much?
No, but you probably could buy them from Amazon Prime.
Really?
But that takes away the joy. I mean,
that's true.
Then it's like, why leave your house?
Yeah.
Some people are okay with
Seriously.
That.
Seriously.
But
it's okay.
I know sometimes for you, you're like, I got to get the F out of this house.
Yeah, I do.
I've been in here too long. I need to get out.
And usually I just need to get away from the D-O-G-G-Y.
Yes. Like right now, he's around somewhere doing nothing.
He's here somewhere, yeah.
Doing nothing. Just chilling.
Oh, yeah.
Or chewing up something.
Yes.
We're like, we don't hear him. He's okay.
Yeah.
We'll see until what comes out of his butt. We'll determine what he did that day.
Exactly. I heard you last night, though. It was late. It was like 11. And you were walking around and you were looking for Elliot. And you went, oh, Elliot, you have a knife in your mouth.
Yeah.
You have a steak knife in your mouth.
He's got the longest legs.
He
I
does.
Had to be very careful what I leave in the counter.
I know.
Because he'll just go for it.
Yeah.
And it's like, really, Elliot, you have a steak knife in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's like, what? What? There's Wait, something what? On this thing. I know you cut something up good. And it's like, oh. And I mostly feel bad from me because I'm like, Julie, how many times does he have to have a steak knife in his mouth before you realize
don't leave steak knives
out on
the counter?
I mean, it's almost my fault at this point. I mean, he's a dog. I love the guy. I'm not saying he's not smart. Yeah, I'm saying he's not smart.
I mean, compared to our border collies,
he's not in the same category.
He's adorable.
Adorable.
But
he's a dorkable.
Dorkable, yeah.
And I love him. And he's a keeper.
Yeah.
And so forth.
Yeah. And et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's sort of like, you know, when Dad went to the doctor's for his final checkup with his arm that he broke.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wouldn't behave the same way it did beforehand.
No.
And the doctor finally says, well, you bought that one.
Look, Norm, you bought that.
And Norm's like, well, what do you mean I bought that one? We never
exactly
talked about
what
me
you
buying
told
this.
Me.
What
told
did
me
I
what
do?
You did. What,
yeah.
You know, what
did
I do?
What did I do? How did I buy this one?
You yeah. know? You bought it.
You bought it. So I kind of feel like with
you
Elliot,
bought
we bought it.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in life you just buy.
You just buy.
Yeah.
No big deal. You just bought it.
I bought that one.
Mm-hmm. So
I
bought
gotcha.
Elliot. We bought Elliot. Take the good, take the bad.
That's right.
And overall, he's been good.
Again,
we'll talk about more about him during our Elliot's Corner. So anything else happened this week with you?
Other
I know you have
a movie review. Yeah, well, you know, I'm officially an Amazon girl, and I think I've turned the corner from video stores, Family Video, to my favorite, mm-hmm. Redbox.
Right.
Redbox.
Lovely.
Yes. And last night, as a family, we saw Hail Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
We had sort of high expectations. George Clooney, Ralph Fiennes. I don't know the girl's name.
Johanna.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah,
fairly good cast.
Yes.
Channing Tatum, our Tatum Channing, our Tanning Chatham, I don't really know, but
I keep
he's hot.
Yes.
You know.
Had a really charming dance scene that was kind of fun.
Yes. Yeah. But overall, here is my opinion.
Yeah. I just kept waiting for it to begin. I'm like, please, when will this begin?
When will it end?
And when will it end? It was only an hour and 40 minutes long.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think it was much longer than that.
OMG.
I know.
And so in terms of Sherpa hats people, I'm saying bald head. Don't
even
go.
Oh, no Sherpas.
Don't even go with
and
the Sherpa
And I think
hat.
I know why no Sherpas. And that's because you had high expectations.
I guess I did.
And great acting, a lot of good actors. But
I mean, Josh Brolin, excuse me.
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah.
I think that because of all that, you had high expectations that was going to be decent. Now, if you had zero expectations and just happened to fall upon this show, mm-hmm. you might go, 1.5. But to give it a zero, that's pretty strong.
I'm saying go hatless.
Go hatless. It
go
was
hatless.
Yes. Not in the sack. Don't go hatless in the sack.
No.
But this movie is definitely hatless. Definitely Sherpa-less. Yeah.
Sherpa hatless. I remember Greg said, Mom, why do you call it Sherpa hats? And I said, well, Greg, what do Sherpas do? I guess, I don't know. They go, they guide you up that
mountain. Yes.
And we are your guides up that movie mountain.
Yes.
Now, these are not the ones that come out
recently.
No. I'm the guide that'll take you up that mountain.
Yeah.
Of your
a year
old,
later. Yeah.
Year old movie.
6 to 8 months later, I'll take you up that guy. Yeah. You know, things happen.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah. Don't spend $10 on this movie. Please don't spend $10
on this
movie.
Don't spend a dollar.
Yeah. So it was disappointing. I just felt too, because I saw it with you, that I never could figure out when it was starting or when it was going to end. And then now I just kind of feel like they just wanted to give an homage to the old-time movies
in
Hollywood.
Well, no, that's really true. But I had some anger coming up inside me because the commercials gave a totally different perspective.
It was supposed to be funny.
Funny and, yeah. And an homage.
And also
and
funny and like a mad, like a cape. Like, oh, we have a crime that we must solve.
Right.
One of our stars has been kidnapped.
Right.
Literally 3 scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 4 scenes is all that it was to take to get that resolved.
I know.
Nothing.
And one reason that I also like is that they ask you after you buy your movie if you'd like a second movie for a dollar.
Yes.
And so now I'm sort of in the habit. I've got one more movie to see.
Right.
And it is?
Bad Grandpa.
I thought it was Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah. Finally.
Finally. Excuse me. I think Bad Grandpa is a Jackass movie.
As you know, Norm's always, Chris, do you want to see?
Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa. I'm like, oh, finally.
Now
you don't
get
have
to
say
it.
That to me anymore.
Yes, you'll finally see Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah, and then next week I will tell you how many
I'm guessing because you were so let down by this one, you're going to...
I'm going to laugh. It's a laugh riot.
It's going to be a laugh riot.
Yeah.
Movies are what state you go into in some sense.
I guess. You know? But, you know, but I still haven't answered my age-old Redbox question.
Right.
Okay, and here's what it is. There's that big red box.
Yeah.
And there's one slot that the movies come out of.
Right.
Okay. Now, when you return a movie, it goes into that same slot.
Yes.
Okay, I can kind of get that. But in my mind, the red box is like an old-timey vending machine.
Right.
So, you know, you go in and you get your Nestle Crunch Bar, right? And it falls out.
Yeah.
Now, I am wondering how you put that Nestle Crunch Bar back into its place.
Right.
I do not get how the movie... Uh-huh. Once you're done watching it and goes back into that slot, where's the magic that this movie travels someplace in that red box and gets back into the actual
slot? It's just science, girlfriend. It's
for
science.
For the movie. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And nobody comes in at the end of the
girlfriend,
day.
Girlfriend, yes. I'm going to solve this problem for you right now.
Okay. Okay, Julie.
Because we live in a world now where we have kind of self-driving cars. This could be a problem that could be solved. And I'm thinking that you've never seen one of those vending machines that has an arm to it, where there's no slots anymore, like, you know, where the Coke falls down and each individual just gets pushed forward.
Right.
That's the old-timey vending machine. They still have those.
Okay.
But now, a lot of times, it's this hand. Like, and it's electrical hand, and you push a button what you want, and this one hand comes up, grabs a soda, and brings it back down to the slot.
No way.
So I'm guessing that inside this video
there's
is
a hand.
Yes, and it grabs a movie, scans it, reads it, and puts it into its magical place. Yeah.
Now, that's a job for Joey.
That's a job for Joey.
Joey can use that job.
Yes.
We have a new kid in our life.
Yes.
He's from Mississippi.
Exactly.
And
he's Doug's.
He's a kid.
Doug's daughter's boyfriend that she brought back from college.
Minus her degree.
Yes. It's coming. A couple credits short, we found out. It's like 4 years later.
Yeah.
Lots of student loans.
$100,000 in 4 years later.
You're short in credits. So someone needed. I go, where was your counselor in all this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Counselor?
Counselor?
Wait,
what?
What?
she's going to have it done. I'm just prophesizing that. But yes. But so she came back with a boy and, you know, we're all kind of helping him out a little bit because he needs to get a job.
Yeah.
And so like, well, I've got work to be done at the house.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And he's like,
and he was like, oh, awesome.
I'm a hard worker. I work 12
hour
day.
I'm a hard worker. I'll work for you 8, 10, 12 hours a day.
I'm like, great.
Day one?
2 hours.
At the most.
Yes.
He was like, it's hot out here.
Like you're from Mississippi.
Every time
Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly. We're checking on him. He's smoking.
Yeah. Sitting down playing pogo or playing
Pokemon.
Yeah. I'm like, are there any creatures back there to kill? I don't know.
Well, there's some in our van.
Oh, man. We've got so much to talk about today. I hope we get to Elliot's Corner. Because we haven't... But anyway, he's been here twice now, and both times been under 2 hours. And that's fine.
But he promised us like 8, 10 hours. I'll get this done in no time.
I've had to lower my expectations.
We had to really lower our expectations. And one time he quit early because he got bit by an ant.
Yes.
Amen.
So
I'm thinking that Joey could be inside the red box as the hand.
Yes.
He could be spoken.
You do. Well, the nice thing about it is that I heard through the vine, or what do you call it? Grapevine? The grapevine, yeah, that he may have a job at a smoke shop.
So that would be appropriate.
Yes.
OMG.
I hope that works out for him.
Yeah.
I'm not for smoking, but I say, we talked about this today or this week. We said
the path of least resistance.
Yes, but we also talked about this idea that once you know yourself, you can then plug yourself into the appropriate places for you and become a success. Yeah.
Most people end up trying their hardest not to be themselves.
Yes. Well, this is a path that they became successful. I'm going to do this. Right. It's like, well, no, who are you really?
Right. God made you the way you are. I'm kind of a lazy smoking dude.
Yeah. And guess what? In some ways, God made you that way. Or you had a compensity for that, you know? And you're like, yeah, work with it.
So we got the... I'm going to start putting up red boxes, put a little chair in, a little ashtray.
Yeah.
Hey, Joey, go to town.
We'll take smoke. I don't know if smoking is good for the CDs, though, or the DVDs.
Oh.
You know, and people could take the DVD. God, why does everything smell like smoke in here?
Yeah, right. He's going to work at a vaporless smoke shop.
Yes. So just a lot of steam comes out of the box. Tons of smoke. Like, what's going on with this red box here? I'll tell you what, though. I think the reason why you like Redbox now more than the video store, it's a lot less time and a lot less options.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fun.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
And they're reasonably priced and cheaper than doing it on,
Oh, my God. It was like $7.99.
Yeah.
For a movie that I can get at Redbox for $1.50.
Yeah. You're like, what?
That's ludicrous.
Ludicrous. Now I'm talking about the singer. And the rapper.
Yeah. Who has that kind of money to burn?
Well, I mean.
And if you do,
choose.
Give it to the UNICEF.
There you go. Or you could, you can spend your money any way you want to.
Can I do a plug for UNICEF real
quick? Sure, go for it.
Because we recently joined, and they are. I was really happy with their rates. It's like 90%
goes to
the charity, and they feed
90% go to actually helping kids.
Yes,
90% kids of every dollar that you get.
Right, and they really only want. I mean, of course they'll take more, but they just want $20. They can do an amazing amount of money. Amount of work.
Right,
with that $20 a month.
Well, $20 here, $20 there. Yeah. It all adds up, right?
Yeah. But anyway, it's when to plug UNICEF.
Oh, I'm glad you did, girlfriend. I'm glad you did.
Is it time for Elliot's Corner?
Yeah, why
or
not?
No?
I was going to share a few more things.
Oh, go ahead,
but
girl.
The truth is, they were so depressing and sad. I'm going to move on.
Is that true? You
depressing
talking
and
about
sad?
Depressing and sad?
Yeah, I'll just tell you really quick. And we're going to move on to Elliot's Corner because I saw this show on PBS called Saudi Arabia Uncovered or Unmasked, and it was just made me feel so grateful to be in America, and. And I just couldn't handle it, and it's nothing I want to talk about in a minute and a half because it just
because you got to play it out. A little
well,
bit.
Yeah, I mean, like you remember last week I got effed up by the Science Channel and how the universe was made and
right
and I talked about how the universe was going to die and it could be phase transition.
Right, the phase transition,
which
I
thought was just an amazing idea.
Yeah,
and
I thought about
it
several times. This
week. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I want to talk about this real quick because this is a little bit more interesting. Mm-hmm. Not more interesting, just not so effing depressing mm-hmm. about how cruel humanity can be. Mm-hmm. Is this idea, though, that there's all this dark energy out in the universe. Not dark matter, dark energy.
Dark energy.
Or was it dark matter? No, I can't remember.
It dark energy.
I think it's dark matter.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because last time I talked about dark energy, I think it's dark matter now. But it's six times more prevalent than the stuff that we can actually see.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to kind of see it through different ways of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
And And I was just thinking about this. I'm going to talk about more during pillar talk.
Okay.
Because I have an idea, a theory about the dark matter.
Okay.
So we'll move on.
Is it, when you look at it, though, is it through your perception?
Yes. Or, but made through different filters.
That's what I was wondering.
And we'll talk about this through the eyes of someone who doesn't really know science but loves the Science Channel.
Me? Yeah, me. No, you.
So you ready for a little Elliot's Corner?
Absolutely. I can't wait for you to play your ukulele and sing.
I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. All right. There is my ukulele playing.
Thank you, Julie. It's so sweet.
So we had a good week. Well, we had up and down week for Elliot this week.
Yes.
I told you last week I was getting a little frustrated with him and I'm going to be a better trainer.
Right.
Better owner. And I kind of was.
I think you were.
Yes. Mostly I just... I mean, really, though, he still has just been driving me crazy.
Yes.
But we decided to have a play date with him and his friends. He's got three dogs that are all similar in height, a little bigger than him. And they all play together quite well, you know?
Katie Lou,
Sadie, and Trip.
And Trip.
And they all have one owner. And they're Katie Lou's a little younger than Elliot. I don't think Elliot's a year and a half. I don't think she's a year yet.
Yeah, but they're like best friends.
They're best buds.
They love each other.
They really do. And so
now, Trip, he would pee on Elliot.
Yes. Now, we took him out to run, and we do that a couple times a week. We try to, so that Elliot can still have his play days, even though he got kicked out of doggy daycare.
It is funny though. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you know, our neighbor, when we told him, and he goes, well, no, I like Elliot even more, you know.
Yeah.
And this week we told Mona, we were talking about about Elliot, and because she goes, well, he's kind of a little ankle nipper.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, he got kicked out of doggy daycare. And she goes, he got kicked out of doggy daycare. Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people out there that actually like that.
Like that. Like I like a dog that gets kicked out of doggy daycare.
Yeah, right. I
daycare.
Like Elliot more now.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't.
No, neither do I. I love those.
I always thought that was the best $20.
Two days a week.
2 days a week, $20. He was gone for 2 whole days.
Oh my gosh.
It was awesome. Not that I didn't love him around. I do. But just he comes home tired.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway... so we at the exact same time, we were having somebody coming to measure our
carpeting.
We're going to get new carpeting in the house.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, great. And they were supposed to come at 5, and then they called at 3, saying, hey, I can be there in 15 minutes, and if you can't do it today, you got to wait another whole 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we had just picked up the three dogs.
And we had just, they're in the van.
Yeah.
And we're like.
And we're heading into town.
Like, well, I'll turn around.
Yeah.
So I turned around. And you had to wait in the car with four dogs.
Yes.
Elliot
four
and the three.
Crazy-ass dogs.
And I came in with the carpet gentleman. We measured all the house,
right.
the whole house. The bedrooms. We have hardwood.
Yeah, we have hardwood.
And then the bedrooms. And then he left. And so at this time, because I only had him for 2 hours or an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And at this time, I didn't have enough time to go to the dog park.
And, you know, and Linda's expecting us to come back in 2 hours.
Right.
And so I had this great idea.
Yes, it was your idea.
Let's go to the cemetery because we used to, it was not that far from our house.
And it's the middle of cornfields everywhere on a dirt road.
And our puppies used to love it.
Our two border collies would stay there.
And you went, great idea.
Yes, I was in agreement.
You can take it from there.
And horrible idea.
Oh my gosh.
Got him out of the car. They all kind of ran in the cemetery. There's a fence. And also by, and then.
But it's been a while, you know, that we've been there.
Yes.
And the fence is dilapidated. And there's a big hole in it that we didn't know about.
Yes. I knew about it.
You know about it?
Yeah. I just assumed that they would be good. They're used to being boundaries. And there's boundaries everywhere. There's cornfields everywhere.
Right.
Except that she took off and she ran literally a quarter of a mile and across an intersection.
Yeah. And Elliot,
of course, Elliot, like the dumbass dog he is, just follows her wherever she goes.
Yeah.
Wherever she goes, he follows her blindly.
Right. He doesn't look or anything. Yeah.
No. And they both crossed an intersection, and all I see is a car stepping
on his brakes.
And they made it across.
Oh,
and I
my
thought,
God.
First of all, every road in this intersection is gravel. So, what are the chances of a car coming? Well, at that moment, pretty great.
Yeah.
And the fact that there were cornfields everywhere, the car couldn't see two dogs running at top speed across this intersection.
So, at this point, you're throwing in Sadie and Tripp in, back in the van, and I'm trying to contain them.
Yes.
The Katie Lou and Elliot are way down the street.
Yes.
And you get in, you put the van in like, you
know? I had to do a 3-point turn.
Yeah, you did.
Quickly.
Yeah.
And you were not happy with the way I was driving.
I made some comments.
Yes.
And comments then, plus cuss words.
Yes. And then I'm like, well, I have to get these two dogs. First of all,
yeah, one you is cannot mine tell one Linda that, oh, by the way, yeah, your we dog that you want to show and breed.
And, yeah, yeah, he's dead.
Oops.
Sorry, girlfriend. You know, there goes our insurance.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and so got across the intersection. Katie Lou starts running back towards us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but I'm like, I don't want her to run back in the intersection. So I open my car door and she gets in the driver's seat.
Right.
Then Elliot, sure to follow, he right. gets in and I grab him and I put him in the container in his crate right. in the back.
Right.
Because he is a horrible driver.
Oh, rider in the car. Oh, yes.
He likes to bark at everything.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. And then it was funny because it was really one of those incidences where you get upset even though nothing happened.
Right.
A lot of things could have happened.
Right.
You know.
It's that thing that it, all of it could have happened.
It could have happened. I did see a car stop.
Yeah.
He could have hit my, put those two dogs.
Yeah,
my dog
together.
And Linda's dog. Yeah. And that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
And, but it didn't. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And, but it was sort of like the idea where you go, I give my cares over to God
right.
all the time.
Right.
It took me a good 15 minutes to come down from that.
Yeah. And so it's so funny, though, because Linda's expecting us to be back in 2 hours. We've literally not left
the complex. No.
Other than, and then went to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And we have about a half an hour to go.
And we're
taking
going
home early.
Screw this. They were poor bad.
Linda. Yeah.
We're going home early.
Sorry, Linda.
Yep.
You thought you were getting two hours.
Nope.
You were going to give yourself that pedicure.
Yeah. Ain't going to happen. And so, It was just quite interesting. A couple of things I learned, though. I mean, one is to try and get back into my normal state faster.
Right.
I mean, it is a choice.
It is.
And I had to work through that because adrenaline was pumping.
Yeah.
And I think you asked me, are you upset with me for some reason? And I think the truth is I was upset
with
you because it was your brilliant idea. Yeah, but I said no, because the truth is I really believe that I'm really working on my words being clearer, because I knew in my heart that, yeah, I might have been somewhere in my physical or emotional state. I held a little bit of like, good idea, Mom. This is a horrible idea. I had to go chase these dogs down.
Yeah.
I'm all stressed out.
You were stressed out.
And
yeah.
I wanted to blame somebody.
Yeah.
And I wanted to blame you.
Are you mad at me?
No, that was only like, let's say my emotional state's like the UNICEF charity circle, you know, only about 10%
right.
held a grievance towards you.
Right.
And I'm not like the housewives where I gotta like say,
yeah,
you know, how you feeling? Don't share it because I'm feeling a lot of stuff.
Right.
I'm feeling like, thank you, God. For,
my puppies are fine.
My puppies are safe. You know, and thank God that I live in this beautiful world that, you know, first of all, that I can take dogs here and mm-hmm. kind of feel safe. And they ran around a little bit. But, and then 10%, and thank God I have, you know, this car I can go get the dogs. I was feeling
that
a lot
have
of
this,
emotions.
This van that can hold these four big dogs.
And I also was upset at Katie Lou.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I was all, and so it was funny because I saw Linda again afterwards, you know, she picked up Elliot this time. And I wanted to share, I said, oh, you know, Katie Lou is just a runner, isn't she? And
Linda goes, what?
Oh, yeah. And she goes, oh, yeah, but she usually just runs around you, mm-hmm. runs around things. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because she saw our gazebo for Elliot in our front yard. We've got this cute little gazebo that he doesn't go in very often because I'm afraid he's going to escape.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's fenced in, Julia.
Yes, exactly. But he, you know, so she commented, like, I love the gazebo. I'm like, yeah. I said, I'm afraid he's going to escape, and then I'm afraid I'm going to lose him because he's just not aware of his environment.
Right.
I'm not sure if he'll come back home.
Right.
I said, I go, Katie Lou, she's a runner. And I do trust that she'll come back, but Elliot, when she took off around the place, Elliot just follows her.
Right.
Wherever Katie Lou goes, he's just going to follow her.
Right.
Has no care what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at Katie Lou, and I'm following Katie Lou.
Right.
We're pals.
Yeah.
And so, And so she's like, oh, yeah, she just runs around. I'm like, well, that's not true.
Yeah.
And I know that's not true for another reason. One time when Elliot came home, he came home filthy. Filthy.
Oh, and he had just gotten groomed.
And yeah. I don't care because it's like he had a good time then.
Yeah.
And she said, Kalu took off and headed toward the pond and chased ducks, and Elliot followed.
Yes.
And I'm like, no problem. Yeah. They're safe, and they got a good time.
So we knew that Linda kind of like doesn't
connect either.
Doesn't connect with how Katie Lou is
a runner. Yeah.
You know, I want to say how much we love these dogs. Okay?
Yes, we do.
Because Linda, she lives on a wooded cul-de-sac. And there's only two houses in the cul-de-sac. Linda's and a house directly across the street from her. And that house is for sale, and it is empty.
Yes.
And I have actually looked into this house.
Contemplated moving
because it would be so awesome to have these doggies to just go back and forth.
And like, think about, what if we could just fence in both houses?
Yeah. Exactly.
Let the dogs run.
Yeah, and just let them run and have a good time.
It's interesting.
That's how much we love those dogs.
Exactly. But it's very interesting because I think Linda and I are both very similar. Mm-hmm. We're both dog people, but neither one of us have any desire to hang out with each other. I think because we both have busy lives.
It's your dog that you want
to I'll take your dogs.
The first time we met her, she had a shirt on that said, I kissed a puppy and I liked it.
Yes. And it's like, I understand that. Yes. I understand that very well. So, girlfriend, are you ready for a little bit of pillar talk?
With Doris Day?
Yes.
Thank you.
Pillow talk. Pillow talk. Okay, so here we are at pillar talk. And we love Doris Day. There's no song called Pillar Talk, so close enough is Pillow Talk.
It's close. It's like horseshoes.
I remember you had me YouTube Pillow Talk. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Zane was his name.
Yeah, Zane or Ludacris. Yeah,
it wasn't Ludacris. It was Zane. And he had a song called Pillow Talk, and literally he only mentioned the word once. 3 minutes in.
Yeah.
But thank goodness for Doris Day,
and
man.
And I just said, Julie, can't we just try for maybe Doris Day's on YouTube.
Yes, but it was funny. You said, just Google Pillow Talk. And that's what I did. And I said, well, who sings it? You didn't tell me right away it was Doris Day.
I know I didn't.
I said, girlfriend, it would have been just much lovelier if you just would have gave me Doris Day's name right off the bat.
I know.
They wouldn't have given me Zane.
And I wouldn't have wasted 15 minutes of our precious time.
I kind of felt like it.
Yeah.
I had 10% of
blame you. Yeah, you got a lot of 10% grievances against me.
But I don't focus on it.
No, thank God.
I focus on the 90% of love and appreciation and gratitude I have for you, girlfriend. And wouldn't you rather have me focus on that 90%?
Yes.
Okay.
You can be brutal.
I'm going to tell you what. Okay, let's just be real here. What's your percentage towards me of a grievance? Or
1.
Oh.
1%?
All right. You lie. Oh, you lie big time.
I have to put on my favorite perfume called Disappointed.
Yeah. That's right. I think you even said that in your Facebook post this week.
Did I?
One thing you talked about, I put it on for us on our Christine Marie and Julie page. Uh-huh. Go like us, please.
You like us, please. You really, really like us.
I gotta figure out more about Facebook.
Yeah, and really,
without spending my whole life on Facebook, yeah. I just gotta figure out how I can post. I mean, like how I can talk to people easier. Easily.
Oh, really?
Or like, I don't know. But anyway, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah.
Disappointed.
Yeah, you said you have to forgive yourself for the points of that you have disappointments. So that you can clear that space up mm-hmm. for new energy, mm-hmm. new place for love, new, you know, time.
Yeah.
And that's when you have the space for transformation. Mm-hmm. We all hold that area of disappointment in our lives.
Right.
I mean, sometimes I feel my pie shape is 30% disappointed mm-hmm. sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, like, mm-hmm. oh, this is taking too long. Mm-hmm. And that's truly because I'm living in the gap.
Yes.
And I feel like I've done some action. I'm in my waiting time, but I can't move things fast enough. Mm-hmm. I can't complete projects quick enough.
To see the manifestation of it, to see the results of it.
And a lot of times you've got the problem. And I've been living in the gap of quite a few projects. I mean, even with Joey, he's doing our patio right now.
Right.
And I'm helping him in a lot of ways. And, you know, we've been starting on this thing a couple months now.
Yes.
And it is a project. And I could just get it done, but I don't care enough about this. I really want to go and spend money on a landscaper
to come out with a
crew for a whole day.
I mean, that our neighbor, I mean, he had a landscaping dude for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It must have been, I'm thinking 30, 40,000.
Well, I have no idea, but it wasn't, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's about this other guy.
With the blue fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a lot of work done.
Yeah.
And I'm not there for that.
No.
I don't care enough about this area to put that kind of money in.
Right.
You know, I believe in a payoff.
Yes.
But
I want to see results.
I want to see results.
You want to manifest them quickly.
Yes. And so we've got several things going on with our business and with our bodies. I mean, for me, and just not seeing improvements, but not complete manifestations.
Right.
You know you're doing actions, but not seeing it. And so really going deep with this idea of living in the gap.
Because most people go, oh, that didn't work for me.
No.
That didn't work for me. And
I must not be in alignment for me.
Yeah.
God must not want this for me.
There's a million excuses
we tell ourselves. Yeah. I mean, even like with Deepak Chopra, reading his spiritual laws of success. Is it 8 spiritual laws? I can't remember.
7.
7, that's it. 7. One of those. I love that book.
I did too.
It's a great book.
Yeah.
And he talks about the gap that's a more of a spiritual, metaphysical gap where you put in that space, you put your intention.
Right.
It's very interesting. I like that way he talks about the gap.
I like it too.
But we're talking about the gap in between you've set your intention and you're living in that space of confident expectation.
Right.
Faith.
Right.
Hope. And patience.
100%.
And we were reading about this and talking about how we love this one quote. It's like, faith
is the power.
Is the power.
Hope is the blueprint. And love is the motivation.
Right.
We live within that.
Yes. And now we've developed this thing of also living in with patience.
Mm-hmm.
Because patience, really, you know, you can't have faith without patience. Because what is faith? Faith is the substance of things wished for but not seen, correct?
Right.
So if it's seen, you don't need faith anymore.
Right.
It's right there.
Right.
It's physical.
Right.
Faith is the substance. And I was kind of thinking when I saw this science show about dark matter, I think, or I get them confused.
I'm pretty sure you want to say dark
matter. No, I'm just confused.
Me too.
I apologize, all you science people out there, if I'm getting matter and energy confused.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's dark matter, though, because dark energy is the stuff that helps push the universe into an expansive state.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm knowing this correctly, do not quote me on Science Network. But, you know, and I thought to myself, we're supposed to have this dark matter like 6 times more than what we can see in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what? And we only call it dark matter. I mean, we've given it this kind of ominous name, dark matter, dark, you know, whatever.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that, right? And we only give it that because we can't see it. And it's void of light in some sense. But what if it could be like faith? Faith is the substance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a physical substance, and it's what created the universe.
Right.
It's what we create. You put your intention out there,
yeah.
and then you believe, you know.
There's that time that you've got to put your faith to work while it's taking the time. We call it buffer time.
Yes.
We call it flow. We call it hammer time.
Right, because nobody wants to go on this and create a new life for themselves or do this, put all this energy in, and you're going, well, I'm going to do this, and knowing that it's not going to turn out.
Yes.
Why even bother?
Why? Exactly.
You know, I mean, at our jobs, that you know, people, you know, we've built this home. We've built several homes.
Yes.
Well, we didn't break ground thinking, well, this is never going to get built. We're just putting our time in.
Yeah,
we expected it would get done.
But do you remember, in week 3 or something, the guy walked off the job or whatever?
Exactly. So we did all this stuff we were confidently, you know, expecting this to happen.
Right.
We knew it would get done. Now, we had patience. Building our house is an awesome example of
it really is.
Faith, hope, love, yes, the blueprint.
Right.
You know, you said today, you're like, yeah, I mean, love is a blueprint. Hope is a blueprint. Right. Sorry, love is your motivation.
Right.
But which we had, love for this house, right, and our family. But here you have hope, which is a blueprint. I mean, the house started off with a blueprint.
Right. Not an actual house. But here was the vision of the vision. House.
And we had faith, this power, that it was going to get completed.
Yeah, that
it would look like the blueprint.
Exactly.
And did it look exactly like the blueprint?
No.
No. But no. It came pretty darn close.
Right.
And then you have this word in here called patience.
Mm-hmm.
Because patience is built by, you know, things going wrong.
Right. Yeah.
And
trials, tests. Yes.
Sometimes delays. Sometimes right. People just aren't working as fast as you would like them to work.
Joey.
Yeah. Exactly. And I thought to ourselves, we had our builder who was we've known for a long time, mm-hmm, walk off the job. And the reason why he walked off the job, he built something that did not look like our blueprint.
Right.
And you said, I could live with a lot of stuff.
I can.
But I can't live with this one thing.
Yeah.
And he had built part of our home before. We yes. had some additions, but right. he was used to this home.
Right.
And the way he did it was he had people, like we have a big front porch, 40
right.
footer.
Right.
And he had, in his homes, people would come in from the side.
They would enter from the side.
So the whole front was pillared up in
right.
some sense.
Right.
In the blueprint, it obviously says that there's going to, in front of the front door, mm-hmm, there's going to be steps right in the middle of the right. porch.
Yeah. Posts.
And there's a reason for that in our house is that we have two adult pin oaks,
right,
beautiful, that fit perfectly between these two doors,
right,
between the door.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like an obvious,
right,
the land suited this house perfectly,
right,
but you must be able to see the front door,
yeah,
not be closed off yeah. by it. And you came by, check on his progress,
right,
and you said, I can live with anything, but the fact that you're putting a pillar in front of our front door, I can't live with.
No.
Can we just cut it off and put it someplace else?
No.
And he said, you were anal.
Anal. And he walked off the job.
Walked off the job.
Yeah.
Now, he came back a week later, 2 weeks later.
Yes.
I think he called us a week later saying,
yes.
I'm going to come back, but I need another week.
Right.
Like, he didn't tell us that he had booked himself another gig.
Right.
And needed to get going on that
right.
so the permits would work out.
Right.
If he just would have told us, we would have said, no problem.
Yeah.
We live in an area that at that time weren't heavy in permits.
No.
Now they are.
Yeah.
However, he walked off, and we were then looking for other builders,
mm-hmm,
and we were getting crazy quotes.
Yeah, crazy ass quotes.
Like, well, we're going to come in and fix this guy's thing. We're going to charge you, you know, twice as much. Like, screw you.
Yeah.
I remember Normano saying to me, you know, Julie, you and I can build this house. I was like, oh my God, praise you, God, please, please.
Meaning, Julie, you can build this house.
I just thought, okay, I mean, I have witnessed homes being built. I have hammered nails into wood. And the house, basically, the shell is up. I guess I could just keep putting lumber up and drywall. Let's see where it takes us. And we had patience because
yes.
we knew it would get done.
Yes.
I think the one thing is we knew it had to get done. You
right.
know, I mean, we had a mortgage,
yes.
you mean a construction note. It
yeah.
had to get done. I think sometimes when we have faith for something, we take away it has to get done. And I've been changing that in my mind that this is a race that's not done until I've won.
Right.
If it's meant for me,
it's not a nine-inning game.
It's not a nine-inning game. Mm. It will get done.
Right.
I'm not doing, especially if I know it's in my heart. Yeah.
Well, also, here's another thing you're touching on. A lot of people think, and I did at one point, that if there's obstacles, if there's any kind of, you know, stop gaps, they're stopping, you know, then, oh, it must not be the right thing for me.
Right.
No, there's always going to be trouble.
There is. And sometimes that trouble that we go through is somebody else's advantage, and we don't know.
100%.
I take our builder for the same.
100%.
You know, he, because he had that blow up, we gave him a reason to have a blow up against us.
Mm-hmm.
He had 2 weeks off,
mm-hmm,
and he got his crap done.
Right.
you know?
Right.
Now, I don't think it was intentional that he screwed us over so that you would get mad at him or say, hey, right. could you fix this? And he had a reason to call you anal and
right.
leave.
Right.
Now, if you were somebody else as well and not forgiving, mm-hmm. you would have gone, I'm not having that guy work on my house.
Come
get
back.
Done.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah.
No, you're like, awesome. Come back.
Yeah.
We'll take you back.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll all have, you know, we'll all have a party afterwards. You know, forgiveness is everything, right?
True.
And the house got built.
Yes.
And we had, and then also to it, when he finally left, because he didn't finish the whole gig. That right. wasn't his. He just framed it. And
right. Put it under roof.
And we found somebody else almost right instantly
right.
that came in and finished it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything worked out.
I know.
And we had to have a lot of patience.
Yes.
And
faith.
And faith. And
because
hope.
If we just would have
and
looked,
love.
Yeah. If we just would have looked at it. It looked pretty...
And I can see... I mean, I know we have to go. We got about a minute left at
okay.
the most.
Okay.
But I can see some people who I've met that when crap goes down like mm-hmm. this and you're in the middle of no guy, your guy walks off on the job,
yeah.
trials, you know, you're losing patience and you're losing your faith, going, screw it, let the bank take it and let
yeah.
the bank deal with
yes.
it. You know? Well, what just happened to your faith?
Right.
Your faith is this right. house gets built.
Yeah, and your grit.
And where's your
I mean,
grit
the
at?
Grit comes first,
yeah.
doesn't it? You know, it's
yeah.
the grit, the gap, and gratitude.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
We didn't talk about anything that we were planning on talking
didn't
about
we?
Today.
Didn't we?
Redbox.
Well, you know what I like, girlfriend? I always love talking to you.
I love talking to you,
and
too.
I hope everybody likes hearing us. So, girl, how was the show today?
It was great. It was great.